Here we are. We're back again. It's another episode, another edition of my show.
Well, hey.
All right, man.
Hey, please, people. God damn it.
I guess we're going in hot.
Coming in hot.
Good ass. Good ass. Are you ready for a good ass show?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. We're back again.
That vibrated in my balls. Black Santa.
Another episode of my show. And he likes to talk over me when I'm talking.
That's what I was thinking.
Fucking, here he is. It's Dave.
I said what I had to say, so.
You didn't say anything.
And yet nobody knows.
Man, I really hate when it'll be the middle of the day and I'll think of a really catchy segue to Robin, and then we get to talking and I forget to get my phone and look at it, so then I'm just doing this thing. Where's your phone?
I used to
it's right here.
I had a lyric.
Or by the time I open it, it'll be like... Anyways, it's Robin.
Yeah, hey. It is.
Hey.
It is Robin. You're goddamn right it is. Is that better?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's that guy.
The man that comes from hand jobs, then asks the man if she came, it's Robin.
The man that just comes.
Jay got it.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even hear it because I was talking over you.
Yeah, I know.
That was a great
Now you know how it feels.
Motherfucker.
Huh? It'll be funny when I get to listen to it later. Anyway, bringing it back around. The guy who shows up, like the tires on the car, it's like a circle. Hoop snake. My name is Jake.
Yeah, finger in his ear.
It's me. It's one take Jake back in the saddle again. Normally I'd gingerly touch the tips.
Touching tips.
But holding the microphone, so I only have a beer hand.
Yeah.
So here we are. I with my beer hand, my microphone hand. My cans, as they call them. That's what they call them in the industry. They call these cans.
Yeah.
So I got my cans. I got my cans on. I'm looking good. I feel good.
Look good, feel good, play good.
Exactly. I've been doing my Zig Ziglar. I've been zigging it up. I've been going through go lights.
Been zagging.
I am great, but yet I'm improving. I'm doing great, but I'll be better later. You know, I'm on my Zig Ziglar right now.
Welcome All to right. Jake's quarterly review.
Jake's quarterly review is the name of the episode, by the way.
That's a good leader. I think about my quarterly review coming up, and because it was supposed to happen last quarter, the quarter before that, and the quarter before that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and I just wonder what my boss is going to say to me. Like, so good job not doing anything. You do nothing better than anybody in the company does nothing. Congratulations. You can continue to do nothing.
I mean, honestly, half of the job is to not screw it up.
It really, honestly, half my job is to just not fly off the handle at any given moment. If I can keep my outrage at about a 5 or a 6.
Keep it as an enrage.
Yeah, it's... Yes, if I can keep it as an enrage or merely vent it to my colleagues as I smoke his cigar.
Jake's quarterly review. Enrage management.
Jake's quarterly review too.
Management Boogaloo.
Management Boogaloo.
Unbelievable. I've had the door closed for like 5 minutes and I can hear fighting.
Well, hey.
These people.
Hey.
fight. Who do you got?
There's been enough of that going around recently.
Yeah.
I can speak in generalities, I suppose.
Yeah, why not?
I'm gonna have to go do something about this.
Ah, damn it. All right, well he does right. That.
My money's on the guy in the blue shirt.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's blue.
I like how he put the camera to the door just in case some craziness happens.
Right.
What if someone runs past the door right now, like on fire?
Just like, whoa! Like, yeah, there was a man on fire. Rick killed a guy.
But it's like clearly not Jen or any of the kids. We're like, where did this naked man come from?
A random dude on fire. That would be awesome.
Jake's got some explaining to do.
Okay, here's my notes. Dune 2, because we watched it.
Dune 2.
Four Things, because I watched it. Mm-hmm. The Spring Game, because we're going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Colors of Duck Games. And Men's and Women's Final Fours.
Yep.
I like that the camera followed me out like a fucking Tarantino movie.
We thought it was a safety aspect of your leaving the room. You're like, all right, in case I kill somebody.
We had scenarios, like I said, a naked man running by on fire.
Like, not somebody that lives with you, just a random.
Yeah, clearly just, not Jen or any of the kids. We're like, where did this naked man, like, and why is he on fire?
Wasn't Ben our designated naked man on fire?
Yeah.
He is now.
Mm-hmm. Jake running after him.
Ben the American hero / designated man on fire.
I thought that was Denzel.
Yeah, well.
No.
Now it's Ben.
Benzel.
Yeah, Benzel
on fire.
Benzel, Oregon. You got Denzel Washington, Benzel, Oregon.
Okay. Like, all right.
Yeah, that's who
it is. It's like when Tony Washington played for the Ducks, we only called him Tony Oregon.
Yes, exactly like that. I mentioned the Ducks because we got to talk about the Spring Game. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What day is that on?
The 27th.
The 27th, yep.
Okay. I guess you got
it. Yeah.
I'm locked in for it, baby.
Locked in. Usually it starts at like, what, 11?
Thereabouts, but you know, we're the new fancy toy in the conference, so we might get different.
Technically, we're still in the Pac-12.
Oh yeah, we're not we're not in the Big Ten until
not yet, not until baseball's is over.
So, is the Spring Game going to be carried then on the Pac-12 network?
Unless it's on ESPN, because I know some of them are on ESPN. It wouldn't surprise me if they throw us on there, mm-hmm. which I hope it happens because we canceled Fubo because we're like, well, we're done with that shit.
Yeah. Like, why would you need that? Like, it's
right. So now we have Hulu with live TVs.
I'm looking forward to like the Big Ten Pacific channel.
That would be cool. And would make sense.
Because they do that. Like they do. Yeah. You know, different breakdowns of conferences and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. Because isn't the Big Ten channel an ESPN?
It is, yeah. ASAPNA.
It's really just a matter of time before it's two conferences and then one.
Yeah.
That's what it's moving towards. Like, the SEC has like 24 teams or some shit, or it's going to. And Florida State and Clemson are suing the ACC to get out of their contract because they want to join the SEC.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be the East and the West is what it's going to come down to.
Yeah. I mean, it may be like a slash through the country so that we can get West Coast and North and then
and Texas
and then South. Yeah, you could. Well, if you went like, say you went like where the Big Ten schools are, Pennsylvania, you know, and then cross through, you get Nebraska all the way down to California. They can have like New Mexico and all that shit. Maybe they could get Texas and all that.
You know, I mean, Texas is trying to secede from the Union in hopes to win a national championship.
They're stupid. You know, they got some big old women in San Antonio.
Thank you, guys, Chuck.
Have you guys ever heard about the Key West seceding?
No.
And they did for an entire 7 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that. They actually
went through. And they were...
Is that where they make that pie?
Yeah. The Key Lime?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they... they actually have a flag and everything. Like, it's... it was an actual thing for about 7 hours. and they were the conch nation because they have like the most conchs.
Yeah.
And anywhere, I guess. Yeah, it was a thing.
All right.
The conch nation, huh? That sounds made up, Dave.
No, nope. Definitely sounds made up.
It does. It definitely does. But it also is Florida. So most of the things that come out of Florida sound made up.
What, yeah. Did you guys get got at all by April Fools?
Eminem kind of almost got me.
I recognized it was April Fools before. Well, let me rephrase that. You sent me the video.
Yeah.
I started watching it.
Yeah.
I wasn't super paying attention, but then I see your comment say, damn it.
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds into the video. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be an April Fool's joke.
Immediately as I started playing it, I didn't even watch or read or anything. I'm like, oh, shit, because he's supposed to have an album out this year. Sent it to Jake because Jake needs to see it. And yep. And then I hit play and I'm like, motherfucker. Like I probably got, 30 seconds. And I was like, this is all the same stuff I've heard. And then I just watched the rest of him like, you're an asshole.
Yeah. Dave, did you get got?
I didn't get got because I don't believe anything I read.
Ever.
Like ever. Like anytime ever. So
yeah, I mean, that's prevalent throughout the nation.
The internet has dulled me to believing what I read online.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Unless I actually look into it, then I don't believe things. But usually if it's something that I'm like, huh, I hope or wonder if that's true, then I'll immediately Google it. Yeah. But if I just read one thing, I don't believe them anymore. Especially with like the way they do taglines nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything is so
it's so twisted.
Up. Like clickbait
things. Like I saw one just the other day, and they felt the need to explain definitely point out in the tagline that a taxi driver was white. And I'm like, oh, this tagline makes it sound like this white guy beat up some black women. And then you read the article and it's like the black women tried to rob him.
Yeah.
I'm like,
wait a minute.
I was like, hold on. Wait a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Yeah. And so I don't believe.
I got so far as to send a tweet.
Oh.
Yeah. My situation was a little different. Uh-huh. I was at the Mariners game. It was Julio Rodriguez no fly zone bobblehead night.
Nice.
So got that naturally.
Yeah. Pissed people off.
Yeah, more on that later. God, where is it going in the story?
You got
Julio. Oh yeah, I got. So they're doing this thing this year. It's the salmon race.
Yeah.
And instead, they have four salmon that run from center field to first base, basically. Fun. People love it. They've got one named Sockeye. He's the grunge salmon. Kind of funny. You've got a king salmon who's dressed like a king. You've got Alaskan salmon, which is wearing like Inuit shit. And there was the other one I can't remember. Not important.
It's regular salmon.
Regular salmon. Is this
regular
a guy?
Ass salmon.
It's just a guy.
Just a dude in a pink polo.
Yeah. He's like, hi, I'm regular. It was Tim Salmon.
I was about to say, they pulled out Tim Salmon. And then Mike Trout's like, wait, can I be a part of this?
Wait,
I'm like, get out of here, Trout.
Trout's like, I want to win fish. Something.
I want to win so bad.
So they do the race. And everybody loves it. It's a lot of fun. Sockeye wins. And they must have set this. They had to have set this up over like the last several days because this is like day four. Like Sockeye's won 3 days in a row and is not remotely close.
Yeah.
Like it's like one guy is running and everyone else is jogging. So they've clearly set this up for several days.
Yeah.
And then this is the part that Dave, I'm letting you know right now, this is a joke. They announced that they were canceling the hydroplane races. The between inning hydroplane races. Where the red, green, and yellow hydroplane.
Yes, okay, yeah. Took me a second.
They do their race and everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Seattle. They said, yep. Ladies and gentlemen, due to adding the salmon run, we will now no longer be doing
the hydroplane races.
Entire building, 30,000 people. Boom! No, bullshit! Fuck you, Mariners! Give us the hydroplane races!
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I bust out my phone. Twitter fingers real fast. I'm like, bring back the hydroplane races, you cowards! And then an inning later, they're like,
April Fools, here's the hydroplane races.
And I'm like, gah!
Just sitting there like, fuck you, Jerry DePoto.
Yeah, I was like, and someone responded to my tweet. They're like, Mariners Twitter is about to go to war. And I'm like, they got us. April Fools. It's April Fools, guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, I was so close. I made it like 19 hours into the April
Fools into April 1st.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
The one I thought about mass texting a bunch of exes and saying I miss you, I still miss you,
or text them I'm pregnant.
Because it would be funny to me.
I mean, you could do that anyway.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you still could.
Probably funnier if you don't do it on April 1st.
Do it on April 2nd.
The funniest April Fool's joke Robin ever had wasn't executed until months later.
True.
That was still the best response to that outcome. Months later, you just, oh yeah, April Fools.
Oh god.
Master's long play.
Because like as soon as you posted it, I'm like, oh my god, that is so high level comedy. Like all the people who are tuned in are gonna get it. Yeah. But that is so fucking funny.
It's like three people that got it, and the rest of people are like, huh?
My dad designated when he was working at the hospital, he designated like May 20th as his April Fool's Day. Why he picked it May 20th, I'll never know. We could ask him, I suppose. But also, most of it was because it was like 6-7 weeks away from April Fool's. Everyone thinks it's over now.
Right.
It's not over. Not in a hospital. Never over.
No.
So, you know, things like KY jelly on toilet seats and...
Wait, you don't do that regularly?
I mean, not when I'm... Only when I'm trying to insert it.
Oh, okay.
That's fair.
But my dad actually wrapped cellophane... like under the seat one time. But he didn't like wrap it, you know, but he did it so you couldn't, if you weren't looking, if you didn't turn and look at the bowl,
right,
you wouldn't see that there was cellophane wrapped around it. And perfect. So the guy sat down to take a shit and shat right it.
His butt cheeks were basically holding the turd.
Oh.
Yeah, just spread around in the butt cheeks.
Like butter.
Like if you've ever buttered bread.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yep, it's like upside down buttering bread.
It's kind of like using Nutella.
It's dipping a biscuit into the butter.
There you go. We should start like a My Show April Fools, but we do it on like March 2nd, because 4-1, 3-2.
Yeah.
Still five.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't like pranks though.
I do.
See, here's the difference between the way you prank people and the way other people prank people, and the reason why I say I don't like pranks.
Yeah. The way most of them aren't funny.
Right. The way you prank people is like, hey, go over there, and then you know this, like, okay, and so I'll go over, like I haven't learned yet. Go over there and tell me what you smell. What?
Gotcha. Hey, go over there. Oh my god. I just gotta write something down real fast.
Go over there.
Don't tell Jake to go over there anymore. He's catching on.
But what you mean, like, most pranks aren't funny? You're right, because I'm not really a prank guy either. Or, like, horseplay.
Yeah.
Never been... Last time I horse played with someone, I put half my thumb into their eye socket.
So, you were gonna say something else.
Yeah, that took a left turn.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Relationship pillow talk horseplay, different thing.
But what, like, you mean like rough sex?
No, like you're not having the sex yet, but like you just like, you wrestle your chick.
What, you like fuck fight?
I have.
I mean, yeah, I used to date a chick that I legitimately
not like throwing punches, but like, you know, I body slammed her onto the bed a couple times.
Yeah,
not like itch. Not like tossed her into the bed, but like
you're like scoop
picked
slam.
Her up over my head and power bombed her into the bed.
Dave's like, I got the double leg, and then I just fucking went to town.
I put her in the Boston crab and did it reverse style.
Got her in the ground and pound. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, the what I was talking about, my right. thumb, that was I was at a party with Mike when I first moved home, and there was some guy that liked to wrestle people.
No, I remember.
And
it
then
was, it was one of Bowser's friends.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And he kept trying to like wrestle me, and then he grabbed me, and I literally took my thumb and just pressed it in between his nose and his eyeball, and got about half up, almost up to my first my thumb knuckle, behind his eyeball. And then he was like, he got really angry. And I was like, I told you.
Like, I told you I didn't want to do this.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't provoke me.
This is not a play fight time. You know?
Well, it's the like, bear poked back.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about like military and stuff like that, how I have fought a lot of guys, but it's always like boxing gloves or at least wraps. And we're training and we literally beat like, I've had my lips split five times in my life, and only one of them was not like training.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we're training and we're messing around and we're, you know, learning stuff, and I took a hook. So, you know, I've split my lips, split my eyebrow, bled a lot, just like messing around with the buddies. But if I'm like, yeah. I don't know you and I don't want to wrestle you at this party in front of everybody because like, I'm going to pull your eyeball out.
I remember one time I got involved in a slap boxing match outside a bar, and the guy didn't like that I was really good at slapping. And he fucking went for a guillotine, and I fucking threw my palm into his rib cage. He let go. I don't know if his rib let go, but yeah. He let go.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, like it's slap boxing, dude. Why are you going for a fucking like fucking bulldog choke on me? Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'll try to crush testicles. I don't care.
See, like, that's.
I will take a handful of your junk and try to make it into juice. Or you'll know that makes it sound gay.
Or you just grab their junk as they're walking by at the fair. It's
well, yeah,
all that fair game.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just grab junk. Let's be honest.
Grab junk.
Swallow the gravy.
One man's junk is another man's treasure. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
Yeah. I mean, kind
of. So speaking of all this martial arts and, and all that shit. So the decision has been made to enroll the kids in Krav Maga.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Taekwondo is good for exercise. And karate teaches you a lot about how to be peaceful. But I want my kids to learn how to stop violence with violence.
Have you thought about MMA?
Well, the difference between MMA and something like Krav Maga is if they go into MMA, they're going to spend weeks learning about takedowns and doing
wrestling,
this.
Takedowns.
This, that, yeah. And the other thing. You spend 6 months in Krav Maga, you are a lethal weapon.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's the art of ungentlemanly warfare.
Yeah.
Basically kick them in the nuts, punch them in the throat, and then hit them until they stop moving.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Krav Maga, as far as I know, now I'm not nowhere near an expert on this, but Krav Maga doesn't really deal with a whole lot of what's the word I'm looking for?
Butt stuff.
But yeah, so I'm not interested. No, it like technical. I don't want to say it like this, but technical techniques. If you gonna understand what I'm trying to say.
They want results. That's not.
Yeah. It's not like, all right, this is where you put your hand to do a Kimura.
Right.
Or like you have to get them in this certain position. It's like, you know, I only took a couple Krav Maga classes.
If you're in this position, do like, this to maximize the pain to your opponent.
Yeah. Like I know enough about those.
I think Brian was called
the knife that I carry on my belt.
Well, I can't send a knife with a child.
True.
I mean,
pencil.
You're being recorded.
I've seen plenty of knives at school.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
I have a couple of them.
In Riddle, Oregon.
Yes. Yeah. Many in Riddle, Hayes Creek, Glendale, all South County. The bigger Creek. Schools, they're not that dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I just need my knife so I can do stuff with it. I'm like, yeah, and you're at school, dipshit.
What stuff are you going to be doing? Leave it in the car, idiot.
Yeah, kids are dumb.
No, I mean, there's a lot of different things like that,
too. No one's going to know.
Like, when we were in school, we used to, like...
We'll talk about that, too.
We had guns in the cars.
Yeah.
Things are different.
We can talk about this a little bit. I mean, I was the last generation, I feel like, that didn't have hunting rifle. Or I was the first generation that didn't have hunting rifles in the back of the class.
In the class?
Well, not so much class, but in the cars. I don't think I ever saw one in class. Yeah.
Well, maybe not the last generation.
Parking lot.
Yeah, like how many cars had gun racks in them?
Oh, mine had three.
So, how wild is it that we've gone from our place in society that like we openly displayed that we had three rifles in our car, and now it's like, make sure you don't leave the scotch tape in the car or someone's gonna fucking bust the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough people are getting their asses beat is why.
Well, that's why the kids are taking Krav Maga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's like anytime I go anywhere, I've had multiple girlfriends question about they're here.
Oh, not at once.
Everywhere I go, I have multiple girlfriends.
Oh, no. I've had multiple girlfriends that have questioned like the things I take with me on trips. Me and my guns and all my medical gear. What'd you say?
I said I can recall the stories.
Yeah, you know, just I'm like, I know how to use these things, and I'm not going anywhere without them. I carry a gun, but I also carry chest seals and things that are gonna make sure you don't die.
Right. I'm not trying to kill you. I want you to not attack me.
Yeah. I mean, the medical gear is for the people I like. The guns for the ones I'm not.
Like, yeah, I'll plug you, but I'm not going to do anything about it.
That's quite the, like, comparison, though, really. The contradictions.
How, like...
It's wild.
How much of a mind fuck would it be to, like, bust into somebody's house, have them shoot you, and then patch you up and sit there with you while they wait for the ambulance?
That would be a mind fuck.
That'd be a total mind fuck.
It could be a good... movie, but it would be like a movie plot point.
Mm-hmm. But it would be bad for the shooter because then you get sued.
Yeah, but what if you had, I don't know, like Double Jeopardy, that movie where
Double Jeopardy.
That's funny. what is her name? The chick that's in, she's a
Sigourney Weaver.
Titties.
No. Anyway, there's a
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, but you're kind of close. It's like Ashley Judd.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Sklar.
Yep, that's the
Skarn
one. Anyway, she gets arrested for killing her husband. She gets out of jail after serving her time, and then she discovers that her husband wasn't dead and had her kid. Then she ends up killing him in the movie because, well, she's already been convicted of killing him.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get convicted twice. So it's like, if you could figure out a reason for your movie to be like, hey, I broke into your house, I shot you, I patched you up and waited for the ambulance, like, that seems like a good movie point to me.
Yeah, I've been writing the scene ever since like we started talking about it.
See, exactly. Now we need the reason and the logic behind it and how you get away with it.
But I'm pretty sure that the reason is you.
And the reason.
I hate you. Oh, God.
I actually saw that fucking band in concert.
Did you?
I did.
Well, who is that? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Hoobastank.
Yeah, Hoobastank. I almost said Incubus. I almost said Incubus, but Incubus and Hoobastank, those are two that in my head.
Really close. Very similar styles.
Like, if I hear their music, I'm like, okay, this is either Hoobastank or Incubus. But when I'm in my head, I can't differentiate.
Wow, I never really thought about Incubus and Hoobastank. Have we ever seen Incubus and Hoobastank in the same place at the same time? Are we sure they're not the same band?
Mm-hmm. Be the same. Now I want to look up some songs. Okay, Incubus.
Drive.
Wish You Were There. Like Drive. Pardon Me.
Pardon me. Love Hurts by Incubus.
Oh, I thought Adam. Yeah. Love Stinks.
Ribbity-doo. The reason? I gotta hear it.
That's Hoobastank.
Yeah.
That's what we just sang.
I don't remember that one.
That's like their biggest hit. And the reason is you.
Oh yeah. They're basically like Creed Light.
Yeah. So
Light.
I went, they were playing the Lane County Fair. This is like the year after that album came out. So you can tell it wasn't doing very well.
Right.
And they came out and they played 9 or 10 songs that nobody knew any of the words to. And then the guy hit that note, the ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God, they're going to play the song.
Right. I do like it. I've been to a few shows where a new album comes out and they're just like, hey, we're not going to play any of our new songs because the album came out last week.
Right.
So, really, what the fuck is that cat one?
Did you see Three Doors Down when they were at our fair?
Did I?
I didn't.
I've been to a couple with you.
Yeah.
But I can never remember, you know.
Were you there when we saw Scorpions?
I was.
If was Jake was there, then I wasn't.
Yeah, if I was there, Dave wasn't there. I was substitute Dave for a while.
Dave was in the Navy still. We watched Scorpions and Billy Idol at the same week.
Was that the same week?
It was, yeah.
It wasn't Billy Idol. It was Eddie Money. You and I went and saw Eddie Money one time. And
I was there for that.
Jake was there for that. Yeah.
Okay,
Jake remembers.
That's one of my favorite stories.
Yes.
It was so depressing.
I don't do it for the money. I do it for you. Bro, your name is Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stood in front of his tour van with $17.
Scorpions, Douglas County Fair.
I show up to the Douglas County Fairgrounds and Scorpions are playing. And there's one shirtless guy jumping up and down in the middle of the yard. And lo and behold, it's Darren.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I'm like, hey, Darren, what's going on? He's like, yeah, they just played the Zoo. That's my favorite song.
Take a guess at how long ago that was.
Let's see.
How long ago it was?
14 years ago.
Nailed it.
Really?
No, Dave got it.
Ding, ding.
He got it. He wasn't Loop. There. He was the right answer.
Got the right answer.
Never saw the show. Somehow knows Boone was a janitor.
So that was.
I'm trying to find. Oh, here it is. Did they have Quiet Riot that year?
They must have.
I'm looking. Scrolling back. Next year. No, I don't want that. Move.
No.
I poop too much. 2010. Miranda Lambert.
Ew.
I mean, she'd get it.
Not for me. Hard pass.
Chinese acrobats? I don't know. Jake Owen. I think he wrestles. Molly Hatchet.
Chico.
Oh, Molly Hatchet was the year before, and Josh Turner and Josh Huey Turner. Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Man. I wish I would have seen Huey Lewis.
Dude, it was so good.
That's before we were even hanging out.
Yeah, because I went by myself.
Yeah, because if you had known me then, mm-hmm. we would have gone to see Huey
Nobody
Lewis.
Nobody wanted to
news.
Go with me, and I'm like, well, I'm fucking going by myself and getting hammered.
Yeah.
News.
Dude, that would have been like the imagine awesome. Our chance encounter happening at a Huey Lewis in the News concert.
Oh my
and
god.
Not, and like, hey, do you also like football? I do like football. That reminds me of,
man, go ahead.
And then you guys go do karate in the garage.
Yep.
Well, it reminds me of there's an episode of The Simpsons. I think God, who is it moves into the neighborhood? It's somebody big, and they're like, hi, Homer. Do you like beer?
Alice Cooper.
Yes. He's like, do you like beer?
Who I also saw at our fair twice.
Yeah, I like beer. Do you like football? Yeah, I like football. Do you want to come over to my house and watch football and drink beer? Yeah, I think I do.
We had, so 2007, we had Poison and Blake Shelton. And then the Doobie Brothers. We had the Doobie Brothers.
Which Doobie you be?
Oh, excuse me. Little River Band in 2010.
Fucking Little River Band. All I can think about is Ed Helms when I think of the Little River Band.
In 2012, we had Sublime with Rome because the
Go Ducks.
The other one real singer dead. Died. Yep. And Theory of a Dead Man.
Give it to me, boys. Yeah. Free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah.
We had, let's see, we've had Pat Benatar.
We're like Fat Benatar.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
We're like
Papa
the
Roach.
Shitty Diddy Dirt Band. Ha!
Yeah, exactly. Who? Melissa Etheridge? Pass.
Papa Roach has been there a couple times, hasn't he?
We had Tech N9ne. Oh,
I believe that.
Not at the fair, just at the fairground.
Oh, he was in Oregon in April. What a surprise.
Yeah. We had Seether in 2016 and Gabriel. Oh, I remember that. Gabriel Iglesias.
What, opening for Seether?
No, different days. We had Deep Purple. We had Seether twice. Thomas Rhett, who Dave knows. Three Doors Down.
I mean, he's a country act, yeah.
Dwight Yoakam.
He's radio country.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a modern country act, so he sounds exactly
the same. Do you
remember
what year we saw Eddie Money?
I'm going to say 14.
Dave, you want to guess?
I'm trying to remember where I was living. And what time. 14 sounds like a good... I was going to say 17, but...
Wait, now I forgot. It was 2012.
Oh.
I was, like, looking at it, and then I forgot.
too many numbers.
Give me some numbers here.
It was 2012.
Go to 3.
Oh, so I had just gotten home.
It's crazy. Like, I was talking to Mia the other day because...
Yeah, also Mia, Kenny Loggins.
Nice. Mia and Riv talked on the phone.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Like, immediately I text Robin afterwards. I'm like, man, how crazy is it?
Yeah.
Like, here we are 16 years later, and our daughters are talking to each other on the phone.
It's crazy. And they would have talked longer, probably.
Yeah, if I didn't step, like, give me my fucking phone back.
We're done. We're done with this. Done. The song's over now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, like, and you know, I stood by to listen to the conversation, and it's just, yeah. Oh, what are you doing? Nothing.
Yeah.
That's cool. What are you doing? Nothing. Oh. What are you doing tomorrow? I don't know. Yeah, my dad says that I have to take a shower tonight.
Mine too.
I'm just like, you talk about anything you want. Like,
yeah, they're like, what'd you have for lunch? Cool.
Me too.
Are you going to have dinner tonight? Like, it's just like that. It's like...
It's like... Hey, do you remember when you said the love that you make is
remember
equal
that time?
The love that you take? Is that true?
Is it true if I don't use it, I lose it?
Wait, is that 40 year old virgin?
Yeah.
Is it true? Oh, dude.
You got a big trunk.
Because I'm putting my bike in it.
Speaking of movies, Dave and I actually went to the movies.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was good while I was awake.
I was going to say, considering one of us was hammered.
Yeah. I remember being in the group chat for this. And you're like, we're going to go see a movie. And Dave's like, I'm drunk. And you're like, we're going to go see a movie. And Dave's like, let's go see the most complicated movie possible.
Right.
Like, maybe not when you're drunk.
It is a good movie, though. I mean, it was really good, but it's not like so complicated you can't follow, you know.
I didn't fall asleep long enough to get lost.
No, because I didn't let you. Because I'm sitting there, and here's what I hear. I hear.
Yep, Dave's asleep.
And I'm like, what is that? God damn it. So I grab some licorice. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Did you nozzle him?
It was dark, so I was just trying to
like slap in my face with it. And I was like, ugh.
He's like, I've woken up like this before.
And then I ate it.
Yeah, and then I gave it. Yeah.
I'm like, not the first time we got slapped with something, then I put it in my mouth.
Hey.
It was a good movie. Like, and the whole thing, like, Dave starts talking to the guy at the bar, or where they're serving drinks, and just kept talking and talking. Then people show up to get their food and stuff. Dave's still talking to them. He starts talking to them. They're like, oh, what are you guys doing? Hey.
You see, Friendly Dave brings out meet people, Jake.
Yes.
Like, Friendly Dave is one of the few people who can organically create meet people, Jake. Like there have been times the guy who used to be on the show would tell me, like, hey, you're coming over. Like, I need meet people, Jake, to show up. Not, you know, fuck you, Jake. I'm like, okay. I'm like, so you want me to be, do you want me to play pretend? I can pretend I like people. Like,
well, and so we're sitting there, like, after we go sit down, we find our seat. And we're eating popcorn or whatever. And Dave's like, I'm going to go get more beer. He gets like a 32-ounce beer.
So wait, you're getting drunk at the theater. This is a theater
He'd
bar.
He already had 12 beers before he got there. And then had a 16-ounce. And then two 32-ounces. How many?
Two, because I had two of those monster things.
Two 16-ounces and a 32.
Mm-hmm.
Only peed twice.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of it was in his pants.
It was somewhere, yeah. But like 15 minutes into the movie, well, no, maybe 10, this couple comes in and sits down late. And I'm like, guys are annoying, whatever. These but Dave and I, late. When we watch movies, we're always like talking, filling each other in on the movie, what's going on, and also making jokes and laughing at things in a movie that's not funny. And this fucking bitch, this bitch who was late to the movie and disturbed everybody, has the balls to get up and say something to us. I'm like,
who the fuck you think you're talking to, bitch?
Like,
and then I could hear them talking, and I just like turned and looked at them
the whole time.
Yeah, we didn't stop talking.
We did not. Naturally, we did talk less and quieter, but we still fucking laughed at things that weren't really funny in the movie.
Well, unintentional comedy happens all the time.
The Christopher Walken part, because I didn't know he was in the movie. That was so good, because I had no idea he was in the movie, and I can't even remember what I said.
It didn't matter, because anytime he talks, he still talks like he's
like Christopher Walken.
Yeah,
and we're like, oh my god, like we're laughing loud.
You've got to get the spice out of the damn planet.
We're the black people in the movie.
Yeah,
God, you're right.
Yeah, I didn't say that out loud too. Oh, it was when Christopher Walken came up. I was like, you're Paul Atreides or something like that. Like
the
out Atreides.
Loud.
Like,
oh my god,
I said it out loud, and Robin like just loses it, and we're just laughing. And I think it was like after or sometime around that when the lady came and talked to us, and I was just like, I just turned over my shoulder and said, "Oh yeah," and then went back to talking to Robin.
I can't help myself. Like the last, I went and saw Winter Soldier. I'm bringing it all the way back to that.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where Black Widow shows up, and the woman who's sitting next, who had the misfortune of sitting next to me, she's like, "And what's her superpower?" Because I can tell she's, you know, there with somebody who's not. He's a comic book fan. Her, maybe not so much. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "So what's her superpower?" And I lean over and I'm like,
"Really tight pants."
And that was all, like, she burst into laughter, and I'm like, yes, I can say anything for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, you get the pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, "Hey, Ron, I made you laugh. Yep. You were implicit in this comedy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You're now part of this. Sorry. You can't be mad."
Plus, usually where Robin and I sit, we sit at the, basically in the wheelchair seats.
Right.
Because so I can stick my legs out.
Yeah, we can stretch our legs. And no one ever sits right behind us. Because people like to sit up a little bit higher, you know? But they came in late. So they were one row behind us, about 5-6 seats down.
Yeah.
Within loud whisper
range. Within whisper range.
Yeah, like that's not my problem.
Drunk Dave whisper range.
Drunk Dave whisper range is like.
Drunk Dave whisper range is the name of this episode.
Oh, God.
Drunk, yeah. Drunk Dave whisper range, which is hey.
sometimes it sometimes is.
Yeah.
Paul Atreides. Yeah.
What it cracks me up when Drunk Dave comes to me to continue conversations I didn't know that we had started.
I can't remember jack shit. I have the worst memory in the world.
Just
you get about 10, 12 beers into me, and I will remember every conversation we had that day.
Yeah. And he just comes walking up, and he's like, "Yeah, so that's why I decided to get rid of the yellow and the blue." "What the fuck are you talking about, Dave?" And he gives you the look, right? Like, Drunk Dave looks at you in a certain kind of way, like, "You're supposed to understand me."
Yeah. "You signed up for this, asshole."
"You signed up for this. You're supposed to know what's going on." And I'm like, "Dave, I got no earthly idea what we're talking about right now, if I'm being honest." And you're like, "All right, well, fuck yeah. Go Ducks. Up top."
Right. Should we talk about our birthday week?
Yeah, we definitely need to talk about
that. And the Lincoln City trip?
Let's talk about that. Let's plan it, let's pseudo plan it, and then I'm gonna get off here. I've been fucking running all fucking day. So, your birthday is the 21st?
12th.
The 12th.
Yep.
That's right.
Right numbers.
Yeah.
Dyslexic style.
Yeah. There's the other connection is the 21st. That's right. That weekend between our birthdays there.
That's Father's Day is on that weekend.
Well, I'm the only one. Oh, fuck, Robin.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, what about the week after our birthdays?
Week after that.
Be the 22nd and 23rd is the weekend.
Yeah, there's nothing on that weekend.
I say we go to Lincoln City, boys.
Yeah, let's do it that weekend.
Lincoln City, boys.
Lincoln City, boys, 22-23 in June
24. Mm-hmm. Do we want to do it for more like the night of the 21st?
Well, I figure
like two nights, just one night.
Well, what are we allowed to do? I think that's part of the conversation is like, hey, what, like, are we getting one night? Are we getting two nights? Like, because originally this is when Robin told me initially, I assume I'm going to have to pay for everything. Not me. I have to pay for everything, but I have to pay for everything. You know, I'm not assuming this is free.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, how much is it going to be? So I was preparing, okay, well, how much is it going to be per night? And he's like, on the house. I'm like, well, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But is it one night? Like, the information I was looking for with my question didn't come across. I was trying to ask questions.
Well, Tammy called me 2 days ago and was like, hey, what are you guys doing? And she just talked for an hour. And one of the things was like,
Dino used to.
Yeah, exactly. And I mentioned, we talked about Dino. I was like, well, we talked about maybe coming up there in June or something. She's like, do it. Tell me the weekend and I'll get you guys a suite. I have all the rooms. And I'm like, I'll tell them. Like, that seems like a selling point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like I said, I mean, you saying like, no, it's good. I'm like, I told Jen, I'm like, I guess it's good to know people who run and own casinos.
Cause she's literally trying to give us like jobs and stuff. Like, do you want to come teach in these new schools I'm having built up here? I'm like, no, but thank you. It's cool.
Well, and she mentioned the whole wildlife thing to me too, for them. Cause I mentioned like Umpqua, how they've got it. And she's like, oh, we've got those too. You want a job? I'm like, yeah, give me a couple years and finish up this degree thing.
I wonder if she needs a guy who can do a lot of different stuff kind of good.
You know what? Probably. Mm-hmm. And she's like, where she lives, it's like she lives, I think she said like 25 minutes from.
I just had to drink my microphone.
One of the casinos, I forget which one, the one close to Salem. And she has connections there too. So like you could be right there on I-5, McMinnville. She lives in McMinnville.
That's why does it have to be in a good place?
Yeah. Good schools. Good neighborhoods. Just talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
She had me start a group text for us for a reason.
Fair enough.
I need to save her number.
Yeah.
I like how in that group text, you're like, here's a group text for everybody. And I'm just like, yo. I didn't know what else to say.
She didn't even text.
Right?
She's like, oh, it was just funny. Because, like, yeah, I
didn't know what else to say. I was like, I assume she had your number already, and I assume she had Dave's number. So me saying it's me or saying yo, that's kind of my thing. That and MTV Raps.
We also talked about the podcast, so I sent her the podcast.
Nice.
And then we talked about Dino getting strippers, so I sent her a picture, and I edited it so it'd be safe.
For work.
Yeah, Dave is under the one on the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, left that way, but yeah.
Dino's right.
And then I sent this one. Look at the... Can you see the smiley face?
Yeah. Yes, I can. Boy, can I.
Boy, howdy.
Good times.
I went to call somebody the other day, and I hit the right sequence of numbers to have Dean's number pop up on my call, my contacts.
Yeah.
Him and Tessa both pop up every once in a while, and somehow... I accidentally called Tessa's old phone the other day.
Oh, weird.
Just by random.
Yeah.
Picking up my phone, putting it in like, and I looked at my phone calls. It's like call two. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay. I sat and thought about it because I was like, well, there must have been a reason why this happened. So I'll spend a few moments in deep thought.
Well, it was her birthday like a couple weeks ago. So
it what would have been coincidental is if it had happened on her birthday.
Well, did it?
Let's find out. What day was it?
The 13th.
13th.
That would be really weird. And then we go buy Powerball tickets.
Yeah, no kidding. Or
I have some tickets I'm supposed to go scan. I forgot about them.
Or I just...
You can scan them on your phone. Did you know that? There's an app.
No, did not know that.
There's a lottery. There's
an app for that.
What if I'm an accidental millionaire?
Then we're going to party.
I won $12 on the last one I bought.
No, it wasn't the 12th.
Well, was it the 13th? Because that's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 12th. Holy shit.
Oh, well, her birthday is the day after that.
Mm-hmm.
That's still pretty fucking
close. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 4:15 on the 12th is less than 8 hours away.
I used to have this really bad habit of calling people in my family the day before their birthday and wishing them happy birthday. And then I just started making the excuse that, like, well, I'll probably be drunk tomorrow, so I want to get it out of the way.
What's the most off somebody has called you for your birthday or text you or anything?
My dad just misses my birthday. Just completely forgets about
Dave's
it.
He's thinking. He's in deep
The
thought.
Worst anyone has been ever off on my birthday was me.
Because you forgot.
Because I forgot, and it was like 2 weeks afterwards.
Yeah.
This was when I was in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
Like, 2 weeks afterwards, I'm like,
there was another time that I reminded you.
Yeah, you okay. When I was living in Washington, you called me.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, what are you doing for your birthday? And I was like, what? That's not for like months.
He's like, oh, it's today.
June. It's the middle of June. It's my birthday. No, we were out to sea. And, you know, well, because you know, I'm not doing anything anyway. But just doing my job. And then, oh, yeah, it was my birthday a couple weeks ago. And everyone's just like,
yeah,
wait, is your birthday a couple weeks ago? I'm like, yeah. They're like, why are you just now saying something? I was like, because I forgot. Because what are we going to do? Run to the bar real quick?
Yeah, right.
The only strippers around here have penises.
The only strippers around here are named Mark.
Mark in the banana hammock over there.
He's got a new meaning for hot bunking.
Yeah.
Well, these people, hey, going out on that one. They could have been anywhere in the world, but they're here with us. I need to take off this fucking collared shirt and slave pants.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking nerd.
Damn, yeah.
People.
But for this episode, this edition of my show.
Good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
Hey, go Ducks.
Good night.
Good night.
Kelly, guys, Kelly.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.